I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game is Saturday night. Jordan Love and the Packers take on Caleb Williams and the Bears. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game.
That's going
to
be caught for the touchdown.
NFC North rivals square off in the latest chapter of the NFL's oldest feud. The Packers and Bears in Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity health and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast, day 5. Wow. We made it to Friday. By the way, for those wondering, we're on the radio tomorrow. Check us out at 1 o'clock,
yes.
Go Birds Radio. And obviously,
big
as
week.
Soon as the game ends on Sunday, the moment it ends, we'll be there with you 7 straight days. And then 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and so forth.
It is so crazy. We've only ever done 5.
It's wild.
30-something.
We have only gone to the Super
this
Bowl.
This is truly the breaking point.
Yeah, this
right
is
here.
It. Yeah.
This is it. Like, it's either the there will be...
Get ready for a month or now, we're done.
I forget. Will Monday be day 6? Or is it like 6, 7, 8?
I don't remember, Tucker.
I think it's 8.
6.
No, don't do it.
I'm not gonna
my
lie.
Daughter. When I was walking, too much.
So I'm obviously not gonna do it. But when I was walking in, it finally clicked for me. I kind of like it. Yeah. Like, I do think it's fun. Like, everyone that makes fun of it, it's so dumb.
It's fine. It is so dumb.
But it's so dumb, it's fun.
But it's one of those things where it's like, when it happens naturally, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's like 6 or 7. Someone's like, right. 6?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Agreed.
Like, it's not horrible. It's,
yeah, we
I think it's
those.
Dumb, but.
We'll go right to 8.
We do? Okay, there
okay,
we go.
There you go. Sure.
Okay, no, that makes sense.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if you were shutting down the 6-7 conversation.
I couldn't either, too. Yeah, no, like, enough, yeah, we're yeah, going
exactly,
to 8.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
We made it to 39 last year.
Wow.
Wow. Look at us.
Crazy.
No big deal.
And really more, if we're not including weekends, then it was really also the Saturday show.
But no, we're including it. We're just not labeling
the
days.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Right? It would be 6. 30. Otherwise, it'd be
that's
8.
Fair.
They're included.
I think that's a good number.
Oh, and that included the week after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we did
the parade.
Yeah, we did, which, yeah. Again.
Because the last one is Let's Have a Day Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a title. Guess what?
We were so cool.
Guess what we did?
We were really on fire.
We had a freaking day is what we did. That was still my, I guess still, sorry, it's over. That was my best day of 2025, I'll tell you that much. Like, that winning the Super Bowl is second best. The parade was actually my best day of 2025.
I would agree with
it's
that.
It's one of the great, I said it in the moment. It was one of the great days of my life.
Well, it was an anticlimactic Super Bowl.
Exactly. Yeah,
like it was still obviously very exciting and everything, but I do think
it was over quick.
Yeah, I would say if you're guaranteed to win it, you'd much rather win it on like a last second field goal.
Oh, just
like,
for the fun of it.
By the way,
yeah, or don't want to lose it on last.
Yeah, not that you guys care, but I do have to share. Leeds lost a game.
Oh no,
against one of the best teams in the league. They were up 1-0, 2-0, 3-1. They lost in the 102nd minute on the latest winner ever in the history of the Premier League.
Well, so what I was going to say is, just anecdotally, from being your close friend for you know 8-9 years, whatever it's been now, I feel like Leeds has a lot of these.
They do, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this happens more abnormally a lot to Leeds.
Which is crazy because you were there during the show when they tied Liverpool,
it
was
wild.
Like,
yeah.
Man,
like a I know lot of late we goals about to lose with Leeds, or do you need
it's
the
crazy? It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like earlier this year, they had an own goal in 93rd.
Yeah, I feel like it happens a lot.
102nd minute
is awful. I mean, this shouldn't be 102nd minute. All right,
twelve minutes
of extra time is nonsense.
I agree. Now,
what
someone
are we
was
doing here?
Someone was hurt and he was down for like 7 minutes, but whatever. But to anyway, made me think about it. It's just like, whenever Leeds loses, when you feel the gut punch of a loss, like there is nothing worse than when your team loses. So like heading into Sunday, man, it would be a real shame if it ended right away. I also think I've decided it would be a bad loss.
I think it would be a bad loss.
It would be a bad loss.
Yeah.
Like
I know
there would
Niners
be no
good,
like they played the Rams. Like when the Phillies lost to the Dodgers, that was not a bad loss. It was bad in the way that, you know, they didn't get out of the first round. Whatever.
Dodgers are great.
Right. But the Dodge, it was not a bad team to lose to. I do think the Niners are a bad loss. Like the Niners are fine and, you know, we'll talk about blah, blah, blah. But like the Eagles should beat the Niners if the Eagles are who they think we are. But it's time to find that out.
Update from Ava for those listening. We are on 1-4 tomorrow.
No, I assumed. Yeah.
Nice to know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's good. So an extra hour tomorrow.
Extra hour, third straight week.
Yeah. I'm with you. As the closer the game gets and the more you break it down, and the more you like go through some of the numbers, especially on defense for the Niners. Like we all know the Niners have a good offense, but if we're going to talk about the Eagles being a Super Bowl champ type team, this defense has to be great and they have to be what we think they can be, and they've been a lot of times. But when you look at just how both bad and depleted this Niners defense is, I mean, you've gone through some of the stuff in terms of like practice squad linebackers could be playing in this game for them,
or it could be Kaiser White and Eric Kendricks.
The defensive line thing, that stat, the fact that they had 20 sacks
in
this year,
17 games,
20 sacks. It is the second lowest total of all time, apparently.
Oh, is it? Wow.
Third lowest, something like that. Like there's only three teams that have had lower, and two of them were in the 70s. It's like the 2020 Titans and like two teams from the 70s when they didn't throw the football.
I could easily look this up, but I would imagine not all 20 were linemen.
I wonder how many
were Fred Warner
or
and
Nick Bosa
that are
too.
Gone now.
Yeah, right. Could you look up real quick how many sacks Nick Bosa and Fred Warner had? I mean, that is astounding.
20
seconds. Like, so I'm with you. I think, again, and I went into this playoff saying they could win any game, they could lose any game, and I still believe that. But I do think that the way this shakes out with the Niners coming in here without rest, coming off getting beaten up in a game against Seattle, having to play for that one seed, losing, going across the country, the defense they have, this Eagles team able to rest last week, coming into this game, 20, you know, other than Makuba, and you could argue it, Marcus Epps is better.
I think he is better
in terms
right
of
now,
just knowing what
sure,
he's doing and all that stuff. So, like, They're going in with all their starters.
Yes.
Like, so I am with you. I think the Niners could win the game, but I still do think like the Eagles need to win this football.
Yeah. I mean, it's a must win. Some might say certainly not an acceptable loss. No, that's
it, definitely. It's more of a must win than a can't.
Although I've already decided, just getting this out there, if they get all the way to the Super Bowl, acceptable. I'm being serious. Like,
trust me, I know you are.
Obviously they should win clearly. And you would like them to, but if they get all the way back again,
I get your point. I will never say
we'll do this later. I know.
But I came into the season, honestly, like, I don't know that they're, I mean, even if they had not made the playoffs, I don't think I would have been super angry after what we saw last. It would have been a bummer. I'm just saying like maybe how they didn't make the playoffs would make me feel differently about players or this, but just in terms of as a fan, in terms of how I feel, like I can't get that angry this year. I just can't. We won the Super Bowl less than a year ago in the greatest season I've ever seen in my life. So like, I want them to win. I will be annoyed if they lose and all that, but like, I am not going to none of it's acceptable loss, but my point is that like, I'm not going to be like destitute. I'm not going to be devastated in the same way I would have been if they had lost last year.
Yeah. I mean, well, they capitalized and they got their ring. Like, it's just,
got a ring.
You know, like
we literally got a ring.
Had they lost in 24 and 22, I think this year there would obviously be a much different.
I don't know that the year would have gone this again. Something that I keep coming back to, and I've mentioned it multiple times on the pod, but I think it is. And I think the fact that it's the playoffs now and the games matter the most, and they know that this could be something where it turns into a positive for them. But like you talked about last year, you said in your entire time, your 15 years, whatever the hell it is, covering the Eagles, you've never once seen a team even close to as on a mission and as dedicated and as all hurtling towards the same thing and everyone on the same page. And it's like, it's just impossible to recreate that level of need for a title.
Well, a couple of things. One, like it, I do think a bunch of things. First, the vibes were awesome in the locker room yesterday,
which I saw your tweet. That was my favorite tweet that I've seen in the last few days. Yeah. Was Elliot tweeting that it was awesome?
It was
loud and loose. You said
everyone was hanging out.
AJ was sitting
in the middle of the circle. They were having like a debate.
I love this. This makes me so happy.
The defensive linemen were doing stuff. Like it was just a very loud, boisterous locker room. Like you could just see them all really getting along and having fun. And I'm not saying I didn't think they were, but you know, like
you've actually been saying for like what, a month now. Hey,
I think the vibes are
fine. Pretty good now.
But I just seeing it, especially with AJ, because I said yesterday on the pod that he seemed a little off with like the wisdom teeth thing. But he seemed in good spirit. So they seem good. Now to like the attitude of the team, I do think the worry is the way you feel is how they feel. That
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm not saying they do, but that would be the worry that when you've won, like this is a hard part of repeating, like how hard are they going to go into this postseason being like, we have to win. I think that the vibe I get of the team is we will turn it on in the postseason. And like, this is what we've been playing for. And like, we feel like we can do it. And so we'll find out. And so to the point, like the Niners are a team that is definitely beatable for sure. And if they were to not win on Sunday, I don't think I'd go as far as you're saying in terms of...
No. Look, I'll be... to your point, they should beat the Niners. I will be annoyed at this team if they don't win on Sunday. I'm just talking big picture.
Right.
It won't be the same level of sadness that I've felt in years when we haven't just won the Super Bowl.
Like, I mean, not to always compare it to other teams, but like when the Sixers and Phillies lose in the
exactly,
playoff, it's
exactly.
Like, here we go. You know,
yeah,
like, again.
So like, it's yeah. Like, and again, I will be... They should beat the Niners. Like, they're a 4.5-point favorite. It's moving their direction. I think it could be 5.5 by the time the game starts. Like, they should win the football game. I'm not trying to take them off the hook. I'm not trying to make excuses for them. Like, you should hold them to a standard. I get that. I'm just saying, me personally as a fan, like, I won't feel the same level of sadness as I would have last year without that Super Bowl. I just can't help it.
Well, it'll just be interesting to see if they do lose, what level of, like, change.
Vitriol.
Well, and also just, like, what does the team do? Does the team view it?
How much do they react to it?
Does Jeffrey view it that way? Of, you know, hey, we won it in 24.
It's hard to repeat. Let's see what happens next year.
This season certainly wasn't a disaster, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so if they were to lose the first round now at home, that's bad. Like, it'll be interesting to see how much Jeffrey and Howie decide to shake things up. And really, that is just Petullo. And
yeah,
I mean, again, I don't think the John Harbaugh thing is going to happen. But like... That would be that if you want to talk about like a wild thing that could happen.
I just don't think it could happen. I get your point. I don't think it could. I said 0%.
Yeah, I don't know. They. I mean, Lurie loves Harbaugh.
I get it.
And
0%. I'm saying 0%.
That's fair.
Yeah,
but I just think if they are looking at like retooling this offense,
I don't think they're looking. I don't think that. I don't think the they're in the building. They're freaking out. I really don't.
I can't decide. Because. Most of the year, I sense that they felt the players just weren't playing well. Like, that was the sense I got, right? And that's what I said on the pod. I do sense a little bit of, like, a shift, and we've talked about this, in terms of, like, maybe the offense... Like, the offense is obviously not well-coordinated. Like, let's be real. They're sloppy.
No doubt.
So, I do wonder if this... If they... Let's say they score 16 points on Sunday and lose. If Jeffrey and Howie decide, hey, like we need to completely retool this offense. Like we're not going ahead with the same offense again. Now, but that also like how much of this do they think is just Jalen, right? Like where they could try to run their offense, but they don't know if Jalen can do it. So that would be the only caveat I would give. But yes, obviously the chances Nick and Jalen are the quarterback head coach at the week one of next year are like, you know, combined at like 96%, 95%, whatever.
Again, I say 100% for Nick, but
yeah,
we can move on. All right, let's get into the game a bit. And then we're going to make picks for the wild card weekend coming up in a few. But a couple matchups. You know, you've done all the research. We've talked a bit about the linebackers and this and that. But like when you're looking at this game, like what are the keys to you? Give me some specific matchups that you feel like are keys to this football game.
Well, I mean, there's... So I would say this, and this is one stat, and Tucker actually looked it up for me, but since yesterday, I feel like is very encouraging. I think look, we said yesterday, first down, turnovers, penalties, first downs, turnovers, penalties. Like, those are the keys to winning the game. So first down, like, can the Eagles be good on first down? The Niners are 18th in the league, I think it was, on first down defense. So they're not good on first down defense. And on second down, they are 31st. So it sets up well where the Eagles could have a bad first down, but then also, like, if they do have a good first down, they can then make it up on second down or just have a good first down and get things started. So that is definitely one key, first down. In terms of, like, physical matchups, it's just hard because the Niners, as you said, just don't have many great players on defense. So if you look at the Eagles offensive line, like, their edges do move all over. Bryce Huff, clearly their best edge, but
what a wild sentence.
I mean, Bryce Huff's had a
decent year. He's been solid.
Team of sacks.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Oh, by the way, did you look up how many were Warner?
Yeah.
Warner had zero. Nick Bosa had two.
Okay, so 18. Okay.
Bryce Huff leads the team with four. Yeah. And he's the only player on the team with more than seven quarterback hits.
Wow. Yeah, like, that, I mean, that's
horrible.
Like,
that's horrible.
Yeah, but again, like, the Eagles' offensive line has to step up.
Of course, well. Of course. Yeah. All right, speaking of that, Lane, where are you at with Lane after, you know, he's been at practice? What do you expect? And I ask this knowing that he could get hurt on the first play and get out, but, like, what do you expect? Like, yeah. Do you expect Lane to look like Lane? Do you expect him to be hampered in a major way? Is he a lock to play? Like,
I think he will
Lane?
Definitely play.
Okay.
I mean, barring, like, a setback at practice, right. I think they were planning on having him. The offensive linemen seem to be acting like they're planning on having him. He's lining up with the starters. So I do think Lane will play. And in terms of what he'll be, I mean, you know my thing, like, when offense or defensive linemen miss big chunks of the season, I think it's so hard to come back and play well. But it is Lane Johnson. So it's a perfect first matchup for him. Like, whatever edge lines up across from him, because again, they do move their edges from left to right. And it'll be interesting to see where they put Bryce. Like, Bryce Huff is a smaller edge, obviously, that, like, I think has given Mailata, that type of edge has given Mailata trouble. So I think you'll probably see Bryce Huff across from Mailata a little bit more. But I expect Lane to be fine. But I don't expect him to be, like, dominant Lane off the bat. I think the hope is that at the end of the game, like, I'm in the locker room and, like, everyone, like, and the feeling is, hey, the offensive line is back.
Totally.
And I think once you can feel the offensive line is back, that's when true confidence will come with the team.
I totally agree with you. What about on the other side of the ball? Like, again, we feel great about the Eagles defense against this Niners offense. You made an interesting point about trying to kind of, like, just take Quinyon out of the game, essentially. And
or Cooper. Yeah.
Cooper, excuse me. Yeah, Cooper, yeah. By moving Cooper outside, by not having a third receiver in as much and all that. What other matchups, defensively, are you focusing on? Like, again, I think we feel great. All of us feel great about the Eagles defense, but this is a pretty damn good offense they're going up against.
Well, so I think the Niners pass the ball well. And I think the key to stopping that, like, they pass the ball well because they scheme well, in my opinion. If you look at the Niners offensive line, it looks like Trent Williams is going to play. He practiced yesterday. It seemed like he, you know, again,
yeah, everyone said he was moving really
similar
well.
To Lane.
Practice too.
Yeah. So we'll see. But if Trent Williams plays, I mean, he's matching up against Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith. And what's interesting is if you look at how the Eagles use the edges, they have gone, like, before they got Jalen Phillips, they were doing Nolan Smith exclusively on the left side, Jalix Hunt on the right side. Ever since Jalen Phillips got here, like, Jalix's state has been, like, that full right time guy. Jalen Phillips has been the full left time guy, and Nolan's kind of cleaned up in between. So they have picked Jalix over Nolan in a way in terms of the size.
Fascinating, actually.
But it'll be Trent Williams up against Jalix Hunt, up against Nolan Smith. And you look at that matchup, and on one hand, it's, like, tough matchup. Trent Williams is a big dude. He's a veteran. But Jalix Hunt, quick first step. Nolan Smith,
it's super athletic. Yeah. Too, against a guy with a hamstring injury, I do think that's an interesting potential. Because Trent Williams is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, and he's their best player.
On the other side, Colton McKivitz, their right tackle, he'll be going up against Jalen Phillips. Like, this is why you give up a third round pick for Jalen Phillips. McKivitz is a winnable matchup. And then you look at the interior of the line. They're just not that great, I think.
And I think that's where the Eagles can really feast. I mean, Carter, Davis, but Ajomo, even BG has been great rushing. The
tough thing is, like, it's not about getting to Purdy. It's about, can you bring him down?
Yeah, and then, he's, like, great at extending.
He's really
plays.
Good at keeping his eyes down the field. Vic Fangio talked about this. So, like, that would be the key. I think they can get to Purdy, but it's like, will they bring him down? And if he doesn't, and he's able to, like, roll out and get to the side, that's when, like, the discipline of the back seven will really come into play.
I think you're dead on with that. I think that's a really fascinating point, and I think it's going to become one of the keys for them defensively.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
All right, should we make some picks?
Yes.
All right. Let's dive. Have you seen the lines?
So I've seen some.
I know
of
you
them,
know the Eagles,
but I heard on the way in too. Like, so I know.
Oh, because Joe and John the picks.
Yeah.
Them. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we won't guess as much. But all right. So you know the lines. So I'll just say
I know
lines.
Some of them. I don't. Not
okay.
Them.
So you let me know each game.
I think the only one I don't know is Monday. But we're
okay. All right. So the Rams a 10.5-point favorite in Carolina.
One, yeah.
The Rams. This is, and I double checked it. It is true. This is the biggest road favorite in the history of the playoffs.
Wow. Yeah. I'm taking the Panthers.
I am too, man. It's
not
too
to
many
win
points.
The game, but
no,
like, to
but 10.5 points, a ton of points.
Also, they could certainly win the game. Like the Rams,
they beat them.
I think we're doing a little too much. And we do this with the Eagles and the Bears too. When everyone's like, oh, I'd prefer the Rams. Like why? The Eagles beat the Rams this season and the Bears, like I know simplistic, that's a simple way to look at it. You can keep going, but like the Panthers did beat the Rams in Carolina.
Yeah.
The Rams are not playing well. They barely beat the Cardinals at home.
Well, they
game.
Pulled away at the
they
end.
Did, but I'm saying
it took longer than
it
should.
It was like almost, I think it was into the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
it was a close game. So I would
say the Panthers have been much better at home.
Also, we never really talk about the possibility the Panthers could come to Philly.
Dude, it's the dream.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Because if Packers win. Yeah. Packers win and the Panthers.
Yeah.
Beat the Rams.
Yeah. You're right. It's yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Although it's certainly one of those things where if they did it, it would go from like, this is the matchup you want to all this.
To be like, oh no, the Panthers.
Yeah. And again, I do think there'd be a scary part of playing the Panthers if they would have no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Eagles would probably be heavy favorites like in that game.
Oh yeah. It'd be a double digit. I think it'd be close.
You think if they beat the Rams? I think so.
I don't know.
They
the
might
Panthers
open
are
at
bad.
Like 7.5.
Yeah, you're right. Rams, maybe 8.5 or something. You're right. No, you're right.
The Seahawks, the year I heard you bring that up, the year the Seahawks beat the Saints as that huge home underdog, remember? Did they win the next game?
No.
They
lost the next game. Yeah. I don't think any of those, like, because like the Panthers might not. There have been some under 500 teams that have won that first round. I don't think any of them have advanced past the first.
Devontae
round.
Adams playing, I would assume.
I assume so. I haven't heard that he isn't. So
yeah.
All right. Packers and the Bears. Obviously, you know, 1.5-point line for the Packers.
Did you see the weather?
Super cold, right?
Like, well, it might be a snow
snow game.
Yeah.
Well, your favorite. Oh wait.
No, I like watching
I'm
them.
Joking.
I mean, they're not
I'm just messing with you.
They're not safe for the
just
players.
Just messing.
I feel
with
bad
you.
For everyone that's going. Yeah. But you know, again, this is why the second seed mattered. Like I tweeted this, and everyone got all up in arms. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, as if the Eagles could win the playoff game, a snow playoff game in the second round. Mm-hmm. Like, yes,
true.
I know.
That's a good point,
yeah.
by everyone.
But
yeah.
like,
they did it.
This is the this is why potentially the three seed mattered, like versus the two, because going to Chicago is not going to be. Weather.
But again, would you? I'd rather play the Niners than the Packers. So I, you know, from that.
Well,
perspective,
that's the argument. Yeah. Packers Bears is a good one. I do think people are underrating the Bears. You know me. I've said
oh,
the Bears,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So like, I'm going to pick the Bears.
I'm going to take the Packers. It is a Packers line, man.
It is a Packers line. I agree with
I think
that,
the playoff
like,
experience, like Jordan Love has been better in the, like they've won games in the playoffs. I know not last year, but the, you know.
So maybe I'm misremembering this. They've had one run in the playoffs.
One run.
Right?
Yeah, one run.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like I'm not wrong about
no,
that.
No, one
like,
run.
Now they, and it was a good run.
Yeah, they went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, but outside of that, like.
No,
that
was it. That was it.
I just think the Bears first home playoff game is since the Eagles. Would that be right?
First,
since
yeah, that's
game.
Correct. Since
it's gonna
doing.
Be crazy. I know the Packers are also used to cold, but I think there's something about Chicago. Someone made a good point to me, like Caleb Williams in the cold. I know he's probably used
no,
to it now,
absolutely
but he is
not.
A,
yeah,
know,
he's
a
USC
California.
Guy. Yeah,
yeah. So I will take the Bears.
But you don't feel great. I think it's gonna be a close game. I'll take the Packers again.
I'm excited to watch
amazing.
It.
Me too.
I think
some game,
especially
with
that
the,
one, I'm most excited.
Me too.
To watch,
without it, obviously for the Eagles, but even just period, I think it's a,
yeah.
I mean, it's the Packers and the Bears. They've not played in the playoffs
prime
much.
Time,
you think.
Saturday night.
The last time the Bears beat the Packers in the playoffs was the Monday after Pearl Harbor was attacked.
That's a hell of a
How about that is a stat?
That is a hell of a stat.
All right, let's keep it rolling. We move to Sunday. Another really good game. Like, I know the Jaguars are not an exciting team.
No, I know. I'm sad.
But I think Bills-Jags is a great, great game. The Jags are really good.
I can't remember if it was on your show or it was a midday show, but Ross Tucker said he thinks this is the winner.
Yeah, winner goes to the Super Bowl, which and I kind of don't disagree with.
You know what?
I like the Texans too, but like, I don't know.
I think I'm leaning the Jags in this game.
I think I am too. And I thought the Bills were going to go to the Super Bowl.
This is such a...
The Jags are a home dog. They're 1.5-point home dog. Like, I kind of like the Jags.
I think it's a tough spot for the Bills.
And even though the Jags are not favored at home, it's still... I don't think it's a Bills line or anything like that. I think Josh Allen's going to be the favorite in that spot.
Also, what a failure by the Bills in a year where there's no...
It's unbelievable.
No, there's no Lamar.
No,
right?
no Lamar.
Yeah, no Lamar. No,
no Joe Burrow.
No Mahomes.
None of them.
That they're opening on the road.
Yeah.
And it could be you lose to Jacksonville. Like, I also think now, I don't think the Jags have a great environment, but you would think they'd be pretty pumped up, like a home playoff game.
Sure. McDermott get fired if they lose?
He better.
I would fire him. I just don't know.
That'd be a good Harbaugh
keep
spot.
Keeping him. I think that's the way more realistic week for a Harbaugh spot if he wants it, you know?
Yeah, so I'm gonna pick the Jags too. Yeah,
I feel pretty good about it actually. All right, we'll save the Eagles for last.
What a
obviously,
bad thing that would be for Josh Allen.
Oh my God, can you imagine? But those Bills radio hosts, they were fine with it.
Yeah.
All right, Chargers, the Patriots. You know, probably it's not super exciting.
Don't care at all. Yeah,
I will be sleeping for this game. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick the Patriots. I don't know this line actually.
You want to guess?
Patriots minus 4.5.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Enough. Good guess.
Yeah. I think the Patriots win.
I do too. I don't love the half point hook, but Man. Chargers are just so beat up. Also, no tackles. Herbert's hurt. Like,
for what it's worth, we talk a lot about how Josh Allen's lucked out. Like, Justin Herbert, also none of those other quarterbacks are there.
It's a good point.
Like, he's going to, for all this, like, Herbert's great, and I do think he is.
It's a great point.
He's going to, like, he's a dog to Drake May already in his career. Like, that's a failure by the Chargers.
I agree with you.
The Patriots have jumped them already when they, in theory, have, like, a top six or seven
no doubt. Yeah, it's a great point.
Now, the issue is the Patriots might have a toss.
And they've got Jim Harbaugh. Everyone's melting.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Just win.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. And I think there's a pretty fun game, I suppose. I don't like watching the Steelers play that much, but they were great in that last game.
There's something the Steelers,
I just don't like watching them.
For being an all-time great franchise, like, they're just not a team that's ever appealing for me to watch.
Just feels very blah to me. But Texans at the Steelers. Do you know this line?
No, I don't. Okay. Texans at the Steelers. Texans minus 2.5.
3. Nice job. So you're a half point on the two best. Perfect. Yeah. The thing is, pretty wild with this, as you can see now that we've gone through all the games, and obviously we know the Eagles are a home favorite. The Eagles and the Patriots are the only home favorites this week out of six games.
I heard you say that. That is wild.
Four road favorites is pretty nuts. All right. So the Texans plus minus 3 in Pittsburgh.
Texans minus 3 in Pittsburgh. So, like,
yeah, this feels like it could be a dumb game.
Yeah,
I know. I know. I'm going to take the Texans because I just think they're better and the defense is the best thing on the field. But I wouldn't be surprised with anything. And Monday night, Aaron Rodgers.
I'll take the Texans too.
Yeah, but I'm with. I saw that look and I feel the same.
Right. A little narrative thing for me could be that, like, the Steelers win after everyone being like, oh, they got in.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, I could totally see that. Yeah, totally.
Has CJ Stroud won a playoff game?
No.
He didn't win one and then go to Kansas City?
He did. You're right. Yeah, you're right. He did.
And they were up big and then not big.
You're right. But, no, you're right. Good call. Yeah. Good call. All right.
I heard someone bring this up since we brought up Kansas City.
Yeah, sure.
Like, would you sign Travis Kelce this offseason? If Goddard walks and Kelce is like, I want to play, but obviously I'm not going to play for the Chiefs because they're going to blow because I'm a home and everything.
He just can't block, which is the issue, but sure.
It'd be interesting. I think much like Jason Kelce, the only team he would ever play for is the Eagles.
I agree. I think
which
he
is weird because Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think he retires.
I think he does too. And I think he should.
I think he should too.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right. Focus on the wedding.
What else you got to prove? Okay. Yeah. Same reason. All right. Eagles Niners. Eagles a 4.5-point favorite. The juice is on the 4.5, so it is moving towards 5.
We'll so, I mean, I do think this, the line is screaming the Eagles win comfortably. It just is. Like, it is.
It is an Eagles line.
It is screaming like, it's 20 or, you know, like 24 to 13 going into the fourth or whatever. I don't trust this team enough yet where I think they're going to put together an awesome game. They've had 18 weeks to put together awesome games. They don't often do it. They're rested, but I've fallen a bunch of times for the whole they're rested. It's a bye week thing. So I think they win the game, but I just would be surprised if it's like an offensive explosion. But I do think Jalen will run it. I think the defense, not that we're overrating defense, but I think we're overconfident in how much they'll just lock down this offense. Like, I don't think the offense is great, but it is a Shanahan offense. Like, so I'm going to pick the Eagles, but I'm going to go with, like, where the defense is a little worse than people think, the offense is a little worse than people think, and I'm going to go 24-20.
So not covering, but winning.
Yeah.
So I do think they're going to cover. I really do. I think they're better. I think they're going to win, not handily, but I think they went by like 7 or 8 or something like that. But I picked them to lose. I did the Chargers thing, and I was like, all right, I'm out. And I picked them to lose for the next 3 games, and they won all of them. And then on the air, just messed around for that Washington game, I picked them to win, and they didn't. So I'm going to pick the Niners to cover just for the bit. That's it. It is what it is. I feel like I'm not going to be the reason that
I agree. You got to stick with
it. I got to stick with it, but I do think they are better.
Yes.
All right, let's get to final thoughts.
Okay. So I have one, like, pretty good final thought that I think's interesting, and one I wrote down in all caps on my black
note. I love when that happens.
And it's the dumbest thing ever, but I think, like, just I'll do it.
Yeah, okay. Do the better one. Right. I told you, mine's my favorite.
No, I think this
of the
is
week.
The dumbest one.
Oh, like, okay.
I'm going to do the dumb one. Okay.
You're going to save the better one.
Yeah, I think the other one's better. But I think.
But why are you saving it then? It's the Friday of the.
Because I just feel like when I write something down at 11 o'clock at night in all caps in my notepad, I, like, have to go.
Oh, no, I want the all caps.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I didn't realize. I thought I wanted the all caps. Go. Okay, good. That's what I wanted.
So this is going to be for a niche audience.
Okay.
One of which is Tucker. And I don't think you don't watch A Chair Company, right?
No, I know what it is, but I didn't watch it. So I thought, that's Felder, right?
No, it's
Tim Robinson.
You're thinking of
I'm thinking of the
Where he flies the plane.
God, interview, whatever it's called.
Like, yeah, not the interview, but similar.
Something like that. Anyway, I like him a lot. I'm not as huge a Tim Robinson.
Yeah,
he's fine.
But yeah, okay. It's fair.
So go ahead. I will bail out on this one.
So I thought of a Tim Robinson skit that I also think could be an entire season of The Chair Company. So The Chair Company is basically about, he's at a meeting on stage. He sits on a chair. It falls apart. Everyone laughs at him. And the whole season is about him, like, essentially trying to get revenge on The Chair Company, right? But it starts from being, like, embarrassed at work, right? So this all starts because yesterday, this is the dumbest thing I might ever say on the podcast. We were watching The Traitors. Donna Kelsey's in it.
I heard about that. Yeah. A lot of Survivor people in Traitors always.
Yeah, a lot of Survivor people. Yeah. So there's this
Housewives.
There are some Housewives. Yeah,
Survivor is the best.
It's a great cast.
Survivor's phenomenal.
Yeah. It's
big
fun.
Survivor guy.
Yeah.
Well, if you like Traitors, you must like the Survivor.
No, yeah. I think I haven't watched Survivor in a while, but I'm sure I'd like it if I did.
I agree.
So there's a scene.
You should watch the one reality show I watched.
I used
to
watch Survivor.
The one reality show I watch.
I wouldn't consider that as much a reality show. Like, I get your point. It's more like a game show.
It's a reality game show.
Yes,
I agree.
Now they
did a competition.
Survivor, where like there was a bunch of Bravo people.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Then I would watch it. But all right, anyway. So there's a scene in The Traitor where they're all walking to like find out if they're a traitor or a faithful. And they show them walking one by one. And this one guy walks down and he raises the roof like this, right? Mm-hmm. This is how you raise the roof for the camera.
Thank you for everyone.
And I was thinking how funny if it would be if they all raised the roof, but the way they edited it made only it seem like he raised the roof. Right?
Okay.
So I was laughing at that, number one. So this is where this is going. And I was thinking, like, imagine you're him and you walk down and you raise the roof and you're like, well, everyone did it, but like you only made it seem like I did it. And so he's embarrassed that he raised the roof.
So it's like a Tim Robinson.
Yeah. So that's a
corollary.
Exactly. Where like he's obsessed with that. And I think the second season of The Chair Company could be he's at a work function. They're all raising the roof, but it only makes it seem like he did it. And he becomes so embarrassed that he tries to find out who shot and edited the video.
There you go.
That's essentially.
So would that work? Yeah, it's more.
I do. I mean, as someone who also edits video, that goes right up my alley.
Doesn't that seem like a Tim, like, I think you should leave, like, Chair Company skit?
It totally does.
Thank you.
It took a while to get there, but.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, it was like 45 minutes last night. So it was, I shortened it down, but I was laughing so hard about it.
I'm really happy for you guys.
Yeah, that just picturing like the guy going like this and he turns and he's like, why is it making it seem like only I raised the roof?
Yeah.
Because raising the roof, let's be honest.
It's an embarrassing thing.
It is an embarrassing thing.
I would never do it.
It is very hard to pull off like in a cool way.
Yeah.
I'd imagine in a certain instance.
I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's happened, but I generally agree.
It's just, it looks so like.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
It used to be cool, I guess, though.
Maybe. Not sure.
I mean, it must have at one point if it.
Well,
stunned.
It was a thing. I don't
That's
know.
That's what
it
I
was
mean.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, it's like 6'7", where you could debate if it's cool or not, but certainly a large portion consider it cool enough.
Okay. Good. I'm happy that that worked for Tucker.
Yeah.
Sounds funny. Sure. I'm in. All right. Quickly, I realized I hadn't done a Zoe thing, so I'll just throw one in. I walked out of the bathroom 2 nights ago and literally walked out, and this is just right here. I'm definitely going to be in roller derby. Super confident.
Wow.
So just so everyone knows, her new thing is a combination of wanting to be an MMA fighter or a roller derby or both. And last night she found out that they fight in hockey and got really excited about potentially being a hockey player. Zoe is really into fighting right now.
She wants
to take jiu-jitsu. We're gonna sign her up.
One clear
She's
path
super
that
into
is
it,
lucrative,
yes.
Which is MMA.
Yes, yes.
Like
yes.
The roller derby or the
no one knows who roller derby
hockey
is. Yeah,
player. Like you're probably not making a ton of money that way.
You don't think she can make the NHL? Don't tell her that.
Okay. Well, if she makes NHL, she'll make a
ton
of money.
Don't tell her that.
As the first woman.
Here's my real final thought. Well, what about the girl goalie in Mighty Ducks? All right.
Point.
Yeah.
See? Not a real person.
Also didn't make the NHL.
Outside
the Mighty Ducks are an NHL team, are they not?
That is crazy, by the way.
I know. The fact that the movie made a team is a really neat thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Here is my real final thought. I was watching the movie Green Mile. You know the movie Green Mile?
Yeah, with
Michael Clark Duncan, Tom Hanks. Yeah. Super long, like over 3 hours. It's like, chop this stuff in half here. Yeah. All right.
Also, I think I've seen it.
It was fine. It was a good movie,
Isn't
but
there
it was
crying
a
crying scene at the end or it, something like that.
He cries at one point.
Okay.
Yeah, there, stuff like flies out of his eyes.
Yes. There is a great movie in there that if they had like followed the Michael Clark Duncan thing and like why he did it and all that, like it could have been so much more entertaining. But whatever. That's not my final thought. My final thought is strictly just because I was watching it and made me think. I am not talking about the actual act of the job, like obviously cleaning out porta potties or whatever. That sucks. I'm not talking about what you make money for it. I'm not talking about any of those factors. I am just talking. Is there a worse place to work in the world than death row?
I mean,
I mean, think about how depressing and upsetting it would be to spend every day on death. And again, I'm sure money is a reason and this and that and pensions, who knows what kind of stuff you get. I'm taking all that. I'm just talking about where you have to go every day and the vibe and the feel and what's happening.
Yeah.
You think of a worse job in terms of place to go than death row? Cause I thought about this a lot, dude. I spent a lot of time sitting there thinking.
So I think there's a clear answer.
Really?
We're obviously getting dark here. Like
yeah, that's the point. Right, but yeah.
I mean, I think like the wing of a hospital of kids that are dying because they
but at least there you're helping. At least there you are potentially saving kids. Like if it's a hospice thing and they're going to die,
that's
no matter
what I'm saying. Like that would be pretty tough.
That would be pretty tough. Yeah, I get that.
Because they didn't commit, you know, whatever.
Right, like, but at least there you feel like you're doing some good. You're helping people through the end. You're doing something. You're helping parents. Like there is possibility for positive things there.
Right.
Death row, there isn't.
Now, what's interesting is. It seems like people are on death row for a long time.
Yeah. So it's because of appeals and all that stuff.
So it's possible you could work on death row for 10 years and maybe only see like.
But again, people are still sentenced to die.
No, agreed.
It's about the vibes every day. I'm not talking about just watching people die.
I'm thinking about the vibes of death row.
Yeah.
It can't be good.
Yeah.
You can't walk in and be like, yo, you see a football game with the birds.
Who knows? Like,
I'm sure that people do. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I can't.
It's gotta be pretty bad.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I think that's
I can't think of many other places that would be. And I apologize if anyone listening works on death row. Maybe you can correct us. But to my mind, I can't think of somewhere worse.
You know, I think like with all jobs, you can probably be like, "There's this positive to it."
Well, that's my point. Yeah. That's why I'm taking out the money. Yeah. Like money can cure a lot of ills with the jobs that you work. We know that.
But to your point about how if you work in like what we would essentially describe as the hospice for kids, like. And you're like helping them. Like I would think there might be that element of it on death row too. I don't know.
That's possible. Like, I don't know, but I think that might be. I think it depends what you're doing. I think if you're just a death row guard, I don't think you're doing that. I think maybe if you're a priest on death row, you can get that. Right. Or if you're a.
But then I would say you're a priest, if that makes sense. Like I would imagine, like you are doing things.
My point is, I'm saying like just okay, but yes, but if you're a guard on death row, right, that doesn't. Yeah. Do it, right.
I mean, yeah, I'm with you.
I thought a lot. I agree. I think death row is probably the worst place to work.
It would also probably be scary
all of it. I'm saying the whole thing. You gotta take all this into account. You're just around the most hardened, and again maybe some people, you know, are in a, who knows,
right.
But for the most part you're around like theoretically the worst of the worst or the evil or whatever, you know. It just feels like
I've heard a lot of stories.
Feels like it wouldn't be a fun place to go in every day. That's
I don't think I've ever known anyone that worked at a jail.
I have not either.
I'd be curious.
I have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Prison, like a guard type person.
Yeah. Like one of my friends in college.
Yeah. No, I've known people who know people. I just am not, none of my friends or anything.
Obviously there's a lot of professions, but like, I wonder what percentage of professions, you know, somebody that works there.
That's
like if you don't get too into the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
like,
an interesting point.
I think a prison worker would be a fairly like, you're not getting in the nitty gritty there.
No, there's a lot of people who work in prisons in America. Right. Yeah.
I probably don't know many professions. I feel like a lot of the people I know
have similar professions. Yeah, I know a lot of lawyers.
Especially if you consider like business, you know, like I feel like a lot of my friends are in business.
Yes. They are in business
doing something. Yeah. Good final thought.
Thank you.
I mean, certainly ends the note.
Oh, it's a,
yeah.
Well, you know, we don't have to work there.
No, it's okay. Fair. Yeah. We solve the show tomorrow.
We'll be on the radar tomorrow.
Talking about it.
All right. Anything else?
Mm-mm. Feeling good.
I feel good.
Like,
all right. So 1-4 tomorrow. We need all our real ones. It's playoff time. Like none of this. Like I'm talking to you, Tom from Abington. You're not calling out sick tomorrow.
Yes.
All right.
We need them.
We need you guys tomorrow.
So let's just really quickly around the table. Yes or no? Are we recording day 8 on Monday?
Yes.
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 All right. That was riveting. There we go.
All right. We'll talk to you guys over the weekend. And again, remember, as soon as the game ends on the WIP YouTube channel, we will be there. Final whistle, reacting to what we believe will be an Eagles win. Until then, he's Ivan James.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.